During a rancorous debate, Democrats frequently confronted the Republican author of the amendment, Representative Mark Gundrum, asking him to explain why it is needed when the state law already prohibits same-sex marriage. Gundrum pointed to Massachusetts, where the Supreme Court struck down a similar law.
I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what it is. That's what it always has been since the dawn of time. Nothing's changed. But if we sit back and allow the activist judges to have their way, it will be legalized through the courts. And that is why we are taking this measure, to make sure that we are not in the same position that Massachusetts is in a couple years from now.
Gundrum also pointed to recent efforts in Canada to legalize bigamy and in the Netherlands to legalize group marriages. He warned that without the amendment, efforts to grant benefits to members of polyamorous groups might be proposed in Wisconsin as well. But openly gay state representative Mark Pocan called such warnings fear-mongering. He called the amendment mean-spirited and warned it would threaten the ability of same-sex couples to raise a family.
Five states that have passed this junk into their constitution now have measures likely up this fall that will ban adoption and foster care for same-sex couples. One state in the draft language goes as far as to take away the children of couples who've already adopted.
But Pocan and other Democrats also predicted that Wisconsin voters will reject the amendment at the polls this November. One gay couple who watched last night's debate said they'll be on the front lines getting out the vote. 80-year-old World War II veteran Richard Taylor and his partner of 50 years, Ray Vahey. Vahey said he trusts Wisconsin's progressive tradition.
Once the people of Wisconsin, who are fair-minded and independent thinkers, see all of the aspects of what's in this amendment, that they will vote for what is fair. And I've got confidence in that, and that's what makes us tick, and we're going to spread that word as much as we can.
Still, supporters of the ban will also be out in force. The amendment promises to be a key issue in both legislative campaigns and the race for governor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.